it's just a journey, and we have such trust in our process, and we have, you know, just a lot of respect for each other's work.
Hard to believe that a quarter century has gone by, but Amy Ray and Emily Salyers continue their journey as the Indigo Girls. The longtime folk rock duo came to WFUV with a handful of musicians and lit up the studio with sounds from their new album, Beauty Queen Sister. It's all ahead here on WFUV's Words and Music from Studio A. Hi, I'm Darren DeVivo. Amy Ray and Emily Salyers have been friends since elementary school in Decatur, Georgia, and then through college at Emory. It was all the way back in 1987 when they put out their first album as Indigo Girls and became one of the most beloved acts of the period. 24 years later, their friendship and musical bond has never been broken. Their brand new album, Beauty Queen Sister, marks a reunion with producer Peter Collins, who worked on their 90s albums, Rites of Passage and Swamp Ophelia. Continuing in their southern folk style of dueling acoustic guitars and heartfelt harmonies, the Indigo Girls know how to stick with what they are cherished for most. Of course, you'll also hear some electric guitar on there too, along with a bit of fiddle and a Hammond B3 as well. And the sound is even further enhanced by the backing vocals of the Atlanta band, the Shadow Boxers. And here's where we get really lucky. All of them recently dropped by Studio A to play some of the new tunes and chat about the album. The Indigo Girls performed live in front of a group of WFUV members we invited in for the occasion, and they started with the song Share the Moon. It's the Indigo Girls, live on WFUV.